Such whoop-de-doo. We would have read the story and thought, "My, look how Jesus entered their world." But since he didn't, we can read the story and dream. My, might Jesus be born in my world? My everyday world? Isn't that what you indwell? Not a holiday world or a red-letter day world. No, you live an everyday life. You have bills to pay, beds to make, and grass to cut. Your face won't grace any magazine covers, and you aren't expecting a call from the White House. Congratulations, you qualify for a modern-day Christmas story. God enters the world through folks like you and comes on days like today. The splendor of the first Christmas is the lack thereof. Step into the stable and cradle in your arms the infant Jesus, still moist from the womb, just wrapped in the rags. Run a finger across his chubby cheek, and listen as one who knew him well puts lyrics to the event. In the beginning was the Word. John 1:1. The words, "in the beginning," take us to the beginning. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. The baby Mary held was connected to the dawn of time. He saw the first ray of sunlight and heard the first crash of a wave. The baby was born, but the Word never was. All things were made through him. 1 Corinthians 8:6 NCV. Not by him, but through him. Jesus didn't fashion the world out of raw material he found. He created all things out of nothing. Jesus, the Genesis Word, the firstborn over all creation, Colossians 1:15. He is the one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom God made everything and through whom we have been given life, 1 Corinthians 8:6 NLT. And then, what no theologian conceived, what no rabbi dared to dream, God did. The Word became flesh, John 1:14. The artist became oil on his own palate. The potter melted into the mud on his own wheel. God became an embryo in the belly of a village girl. Christ in Mary. God in Christ. Astounding, this thought of heaven's fetus.